9:47, 13 till 10. Lindsay Hendricks joins us, Chief Impact Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on at Second Harvest.
Well, I mean, it's always busy right now with Second Harvest Food Bank. We're gearing up for Hunger Action Month, which is the month of September. We're really trying to draw awareness around food insecurity across South Louisiana and continue to garner support to serve neighbors in need.
Tell me about struggles that you guys face.
Yeah, of course. So the Feeding America just released their latest Map the Meal Gap data, and it showed that nearly 482,000 South Louisianians are facing food insecurity. And we actually have kind of known this. We've been seeing this on the ground for some time, just additional neighbors coming in need of support to our partner food pantries. And now we have this data that substantiates what we've been seeing on the ground. And it's just been a really dramatic increase in need. So we're trying to raise awareness around that need. It's one in five neighbors and one in four children. And of course, we're facing decreases in benefits at the federal level, whether that's both from SNAP enrollment as well as from decreases in food shipments. And so, you know, Second Harvest and all of our partners that work with us to serve neighbors are really just trying to do more with less.
And that comes to local support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love about South Louisiana is that the community is so very generous, both with their time and their dollars and really all of their resources. And the community has stepped up and helped us fill in some of those gaps, which has been really crucial and you know, also very, very heartwarming, at least for those of us who work in this space every day, to just feel so connected to community who are really wanting to make a difference for their neighbors.
Is it more volunteers, donations, or a little of this, little of that? Or a lot of this,
a lot of that? Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that. It's definitely additional folks coming into all of our facilities to volunteer their time and their talent, and that's huge for us. I mean, it's the staff equivalent of more than 30 full-time employees every year, which is substantial. We could not do that work without people coming and lending a hand. And then it's, you know, extra food donations, it's extra cash donations. Our purchasing power goes really far with the food bank. And that's huge for us. It really is. And it's very needed at a time like this.
And tell me how the federal government stuff went away.
Yeah. So, of course, the One Big Beautiful Bill impacted SNAP enrollment, and we're seeing some of that roll out. And I know there's been quite a bit of news coverage resulting from that. But also, we've just been seeing decreases in USDA commodity allotments. And we've been raising this alarm for the last 18 months. We've seen some substantial decreases. So several years ago, we were distributing 18 million pounds of commodities from the federal government. And this year, we're projecting to do just under 8 million. So that's a pretty substantial decrease. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hearing it from our partner networks. They're telling us, you know, we don't have enough food. We don't have enough food to meet the need in community. And so we're doing our best to be as creative as possible, really reaching out to local community, to local retailers and manufacturers, and, of course, the community support that I already spoke of. It's really imperative for us to be able to fill in those gaps to meet the need.
Inflation's eating you guys up too, I would think.
Lord, is it? I mean, it's eating everybody up, right? So your dollar just doesn't go as far as it used to. And we have to be really smart with our dollars. you know, what we hear from neighbors, that the items that they want most are the things that are most expensive. So protein and produce, right? And, you know, it hurts them in the grocery store. They're not able to purchase those items because of inflation and just budgets being squished and tightened. But of course, it hurts us too. Those are the items that we don't always get donated. And so if we're going to purchase them, we're purchasing them at a premium. But again, like I said, our purchasing power goes far and we have good wholesale relationships. And so we do our best to make smart decisions.
As far as the bang for the buck, you're going to do better because of connections with a cash donation than you will food, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It just, you know, it goes so much farther for us. We're able to sort of negotiate with some of our vendors where we want them to feel good about what they're doing for community. So it helps.
Tell me about volunteer opportunities.
We have a ton. So, you know, we have several facilities across South Louisiana, but here in the greater New Orleans area, at 700 Edwards and Harahan, we have multiple shifts per day, both in our warehouse facility, packing boxes for seniors, as well as in our kitchens, preparing meals for both children and seniors. And so we have, you know, several opportunities each day. And like I said, we couldn't do what we do without volunteer support. But if anyone is interested, you know, you follow us on social media and please head to our website at no-hunger.org where you can find more information.
And I just realized this, but you can also be a client and a volunteer, right?
Oh, 100. And we have a lot of folks that do that, you know, both with us as well as at the local pantry level. They might be a recipient of those food benefits, but they want to give back.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Lindsay. Good luck to y'all. All right. Lindsay Hendricks, Chief Impact Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. Quick break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us right now. Time to look at traffic on WWO.